Japanese。
阿欢，
你好，香港、澳门、大陆。
Japanese Class 101。
Cantonese, Lower Beginner Season 1, Lesson 19. Has your boss gone MIA in Hong Kong? Hello, and welcome to the Lower Beginner series at CantoneseClass101.com. This is Season 1, Lesson 19. Has your boss gone MIA in Hong Kong? I'm Eric.
Hello, and I'm Teddy.
In this lesson, you'll learn some other uses for the verb to hit,
which is 打 in Cantonese.
The conversation takes place in an office between two colleagues, Olivia and Leslie.
And as usual, the speakers will use casual Cantonese.
Let's listen to the conversation.
boss 未嚟嘅，
打电话俾佢啦。
几多号 number？
唔知啊。
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
boss 未嚟嘅，
打电话俾佢啦。
几多号 number？
唔知喎。
Now let's hear it with the English translation.
boss 未嚟嘅。
Is the boss still not here？
打电话俾佢啦。
Call him.
几多号 number?
What's his number?
唔知哦。
I don't know. Nowadays, it seems that people hold meetings for everything. We used to work on our own and just hand in reports when they were completed, instead of having a lot of meetings.
Well, I think meetings can serve a useful purpose. For example, brainstorming before...Writing a proposal is important. Also, sometimes we need to let everyone know about our progress on a project or remind other staff members about the company's mission.
I think meetings are time-consuming.
Well, meetings should be efficient. Economists have suggested that meetings should be limited to 1 hour to be the most efficient.
I wouldn't mind an hour meeting to conclude the week's work quickly instead of writing a report.
Yes, but of course, a successful meeting all depends on the boss.
That's true. Okay, now let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we shall see is...
Bossy.
Boss.
Bossy. Bossy.
Next.
May.
Yet. Never.
May. May.
Next.
打电话。
To make a phone call.
打电话打电话
Next.
来
To come.
来来
Next.
给
To give.
给给
Next.
佢
He, she, it.
佢佢
Next.
几多号
Which number? What number?
几多号几多号
And last?
Number.
Number.
Number. Number.
Let's take a closer look at some of the words and phrases from this lesson. What are the first words?
We're going to look at two long words.
Right. In our last lesson, we talked about how Cantonese uses some words borrowed from English. These words sound similar to English and have the same meaning.
Right. The first one in our dialogue was bossy.
Easy. Boss. Just in case our listeners are curious, what does each character mean if you say them separately?
The first character, bo, is actually a long word as well, and it means ball. And the second character, si, by itself means scholar, but we usually see it in long words as a transliteration of the S sound.For instance, taxi for taxi and tipsy for tips.
Interesting.
The next one is number.
Obviously, it means number. Am I right?
Yep. For example, 电话 number.
Telephone number.
Or you can ask someone, 你几多号 number?
What's your number?
Isn't it great that there are loan words in Cantonese? That way, it's easier for English speakers to learn it.
Exactly. Okay, now on to the grammar.
It's grammar time.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to use the verb to hit in different ways in Cantonese.
Yes, to hit in Cantonese is 打. When we want to say, he hits me, we say, 佢打我. When I am hit by someone, we say, 我被人打.
Right, we learned about passive sentences like that in lesson 11.
Well, in this lesson, we're going to focus on the verb 打, to hit.
It turns out this verb has a lot of different meanings when combined with different nouns.
Yes, let's start with something we heard from this lesson's dialogue, 打电话, literally, to hit the telephone. Of course, we're not really hitting the telephone. This term in English is actually translated as to make a phone call or to call someone on the telephone.
Can you repeat the phrase, please?
打电话.
Okay, what's next?
Well, 打 literally means to hit or to strike, but when it's combined with ball games or some sort of recreation, it means to play.
Can you give us some examples?
Sure. See, 篮球 means basketball, so 打篮球 means to play basketball. 棒球 means baseball, so 打棒球 is
to play baseball.
Right. Other than ball games, there's a very common term that my cousin loves, 打機.
What does the second word here mean?
機 normally means machine or electronic appliances, but in this case, it means video games.
Oh, so it means to play video games.
Yes, you're so smart.
Are there any more combinations that use the verb to hit?
There's one common phrase that a lot of Hong Kong people love to hear, 打麻雀, or to play mahjong. Have you ever heard of this game?
Yes, and I really want to learn how to play.
Seriously?
Yes, can you teach me later?
Of course. So let's wrap up this lesson and go 打麻雀.
Okay, but before we go, please repeat the phrases we talked about in this lesson's grammar point. Listeners, please repeat after Teddy.
打电话.
To make a phone call.
打篮球.
To play basketball.
打棒球.
To play baseball.
打机.
To play video games.
打麻雀.
To play mahjong. Listeners, remember to check out the lesson notes for more examples.
Listeners, want to get the newest Cantonese lessons for free?
All new CantoneseClass101.com lessons are free for 3 weeks.
And since we publish new lessons every single week,
you have 3 weeks worth of free lessons at any given time.
Go to CantoneseClass101.com, click Browse Lessons, and then click Newest Lessons to get your free lessons today.
Well, that's it for this lesson. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Boss 未嚟嘅，
打电话俾佢啦。
几多号 number？
唔知喎。